Joining us on the secondary mic is a gentleman who's running for, he is commissioner, Plymouth County Commissioner, Mr. Scott Vecchi, who is greeting some of the folks who are walking out the door.
Actually, as a young kid, I grew up downtown Plymouth, and the old boys club on Middle Street used to be a favorite spot of mine. After we get thrown out of the library on North Street, we go over to the boys club on Middle Street until Chuck got tired of us and threw us out of there.
Well, if you want to make the switch to this chair over here, I can further let folks know that you're a Democrat who is looking. You don't have an opponent, so it looks as though you're going to be campaigning right up until November.
As long as somebody votes for me, I'll pass the primary. I'm the only Democratic candidate, so I'm the only name on the primary.
What is it about this particular office that caught your interest and made you pull papers?
I've always been intrigued by county government. County government, it's something that a lot of people don't know a lot about. It's almost an invisible layer of government around here, just because they're... You know, with all the towns and cities that touch each other, there's no unincorporated territory. Mm. So you don't really see county government as much as you do down south and out west. But it performs an important role. And I think that Plymouth County has always been a strong county. Even when they were dissolving some of the western counties, Plymouth County has always been a strong and viable county. And I want to see that continue.
Any worries, let's say, if you are elected, that county government here in the Plymouth part of the state will disappear?
Again, like I said, I think Plymouth County government has always been strong. I think it's always been viable. There are those who say that they'd like to see county government go away. Personally, I believe in county government. I think it should stay. I think it should be more relevant and help the cities and towns as much as it can. But the people who want to see it dissolved, my answer to them is, well, it's here. It needs to be responsibly stewarded, and I believe I'm that person to responsibly steward it.
If you would take a moment, I mean, we have a brief moment with you to be here and kind of talk about yourself in this action-packed show, but you have such a great bio. You've done so many things, not only serving your country, thank you, but you're somebody who has been active. You recently passed the bar. You're a business owner. I don't want to brag about you. Talk about yourself.
The quick version of me. I'm a retired gunnery sergeant of Marines. Mm. I'm very proud that I attained the rank of gunnery sergeant before I retired when we came back from Fallujah in 2006. I had originally done my active duty time right out of high school, and then I stayed in the reserves and kind of ran a dual career. I've been a police officer for over 20 years. Valentine's Day was my 20th anniversary as a police officer. Mm. My wife was very happy when they sent that sarcasm. When they sent me to the police academy on Valentine's Day, I started out in the MBTA Transit Police in Boston. I worked Roxbury and Dorchester for the first 3 years of my career. Very fast, very furious. You'll learn a lot about policing in Roxbury and Dorchester. Then I was fortunate enough to be able to transfer down to the Plymouth Police Department, where I've been for the last 17 years. I went to UMass School of Law. It used to be the Southern New England School of Law, and UMass took it over. It's just on the other side of the highway on the Fonts Corner exit, so it was natural for UMass to eventually take it over. The first public law school in the state, I'm very proud of that. Massachusetts was the only, I want to say the only, one of the only states that didn't have a public law school up until UMass took over,
right.
Southern New England School of Law. I graduated in 2012. I went nights, so working full-time. A couple of my other adventures along the way and going to law school was a challenge. I passed the bar my first time out. I was very proud of that. You know, they don't tell you how you did on the bar. They only tell you if you passed. So I passed, so I guess I did good enough. But I still kind of wish they told you how you did, because I think I did really well on a couple portions of it, but I'll never know.
Just to be that affirmation that you did well and did better than you expected, right?
And then I went on. I actually applied and was accepted to practice law in the Federal District Court of Massachusetts.
Okay.
I attained what they call a lawyer broker's real estate license. So, you know, if you want me to try and sell your house, I've never sold a house, but I suppose I could if I tried real hard.
Keep that in mind.
Just don't tell Brian on on a Sunday show. But anyway, while I was in law school, like I didn't have enough on my plate, restarted. One of my friends used to own Mayflower Taxi. It had gone defunct, and my friend Dan, we kept saying, why don't you start it? Why don't you get back in the business? Get back in the business. And finally, I said, you know what? If you don't do this, I'm going to do this. So I gave him $1 for the name Mayflower Taxi and bought two old police cars at auction and started Mayflower Taxi, which now is a fleet of 18 cars. I think it's 8 full-time employees, 10 part-time employees. My wife is now the president. With venturing into politics, I thought it would be, you know, a good idea to let my wife run the business. Mm. It's, you know, it's one of those, it's pretty much on autopilot right now, needs some direction, some care. But, you know, I wanted to focus my attention on politics, on running for county commissioner. And as you can see, I've been running across the county nonstop. I actually just left Abington. Abington town meeting is tonight. I was up there meeting the voters of Abington. My wife, much to her dismay, is up there. She's not a social butterfly as am I. She's a scientist. She prefers to be in the lab with all her instruments and all that. But she's standing in front of Abington High School handing out literature and pens. So, and my son's right across the way holding vote for Scott Becky signs. So I'm very proud of them, and I'm very thankful to both of them for helping. And, you know, and this is, it's a very difficult, it's very taxing on the family. But the fact that they're involved in helping me, it means a great deal to me. And if they're listening, which I think they might be because they should be driving back from Abington, I just want to say thank you and tell my wife I love her. And I hope she gets through the traumatic event of meeting people.
That was very sweet. That was very cool. Yeah, we're speaking with Scott Vecchi. If you want to find out, if you want to kind of follow along, vote the number 4, Vecchi, Vecchi.org is his website, and he's running for county commissioner here in Plymouth County. We got a couple more minutes with you. We're going to probably have you back on before September, so keep that in mind. What does a county commissioner do? I know that is the popular question to ask. What does a county commissioner do these days in this county?
And actually, that's not an uncommon question. Like we said, most people don't understand county government. Yeah. And the best analogy I can give you is they're like a selectman for the county. If you took all of
best answer I've ever heard, that is the best answer I've heard.
Yeah.
If you took all of the county's resources and put it in one place, they'd probably be a small town, probably like the size of Plimpton or Halifax. Mm-hmm. They have a $7 million budget, about 96 employees. They control the registry of deeds. Mr. Buckley's doing a phenomenal job at the registry of deeds.
Good guy.
The treasurer's office. With Tom O'Brien, he's doing a great job managing Mayflower Municipal Healthcare and the retirement system and all. Plymouth County Retirement's a very strong retirement system. It's outperformed the state, I believe, 6 of the last 7 years. So there's a lot to it, but it's all things they don't see. Mm. The 4-H program, I always miss up one of the H's, health, head, heart, hands, health. I think those are the 4-H's. But that's run through the county. Most people don't know that. The 4-H program is a very important program. It helps kids, keeps kids, you know, out of trouble, much like the boys.
Family oriented, too.
Exactly.
Whole family's involved, which is great.
And you know, promote some of those values, just like the Boys and Girls Club. You know what I mean? Some of the things that we were talking about a minute ago with the Boys and Girls Club, just some of those social etiquette of... You look somebody in the eye, shake their hand, you're where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there.
Yep.
Those are skills that a lot of people don't get, right. And they're important.
Showing up on time.
Showing up on time, which I'm getting better at, by the way.
What would be one thing for Plymouth County that you would either change or do differently that's being done right now?
Very nice.
That's a good question. There's a lot going on in Plymouth County right now, and one of the things that they're pursuing solar. And I think solar energy, green energy, reducing the carbon footprint, I think those are all important things. I have a more a smaller building block approach. Instead of going out and trying to pay for 5 acres of solar farm, which is expensive, you know, in capital outlay, I'd like to see a smaller project done, you know, maybe something along the lines of, you know, 15 to 20 kilowatts attached to a specific, you know, building. You know, not like we're not going to cover the registry of deeds and solar panels. Mr. Buckley will get mad at me. but say putting up a small array behind the fence, behind the courthouse, somewhere over by the county farm, which was one of the big land masses of the county, is the county farm, which has a deed restriction, so they can't develop it, but they can use it for alternative energy sources such as solar. And if you tuck it away in the corner where it doesn't disturb the beauty of the farm or the function of the farm, and use that to offset the electrical usage by the registry of deeds. While you're not creating a revenue stream, you're reducing the budget and, in effect, offsetting revenue, which is a very important thing. That and a whole lot of the project that I don't want to talk about right now because it's such a long project is the county fire training facility, which I believe in strongly.
Anything you want to say in closing or any information you want to give out about your campaign? Again, this is my second time in as many days talking to you. I actually ask folks to, if fans of YouTube, I told you it was going to probably take a couple days. I fibbed. It's actually up now already.
Oh, nice.
It's already up. Folks want to go to the WHCA 9, the number 9 TV. They'll be able to see your interview that you did last week covering a lot of these same topics.
Excellent. I'm going to put that up on my Facebook page and the website. Just, again, I don't have a lot of time, so in closing, my website, it's vote, V-O-T-E, the number 4, mm-hmm. Vecchi, V-E-C-C-H-I.org. On Facebook, we're the committee to elect Scott Vecchi. And we're in the process of changing that, but Facebook's making me wait 14 days, so this is a big name change.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'm doing this because I care. I think county government is important, and I think that instead of sitting back and complaining about the process, getting involved in the process and doing something positive is very important. I ask for your help. I ask for your vote on November 4th. Please help me make a difference.
Do you have any events coming up that you want to make people aware of?
Right now, I'm going to be at the convention. The Democratic convention is this weekend coming up. We don't have a whole lot scheduled because the summer kind of slows down a little bit. But we do have an events page on the website on voteforvecchi.org that would update everybody as far as events. And we'll be having plenty of events because I need to get out. I have 27 communities that I need to be fast and furious. And like Kevin said, I've been across the county. We were in Whitman the other day. Yep. I was at the Bridgewater Democratic Town Committee, followed up by Josh today Cutler. In Abington. I was at Josh Cutler's on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. My dad wants to know where the picture is.
And his dad was the funniest guy in the world.
He is. He's awesome.
I went to the Dull Men's Group, and when they told me about it, I thought they said the Adult Men's Group.
No.
And they're really called the Dull Men, and because people were like, why are you making fun of them? They're not dull, but that's their name. And his dad had the funniest shirt the other day. It's a token Republican. Yeah. It was at Josh Cutler's event. I'll text you the picture. It was hilarious.
There he is, Scott Vecchi. Again, check him out online. Vote for the number 4, Vecchi, VECCHI.org. Sir, I want to thank you very much for coming in. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, speak with Mr. Michael Jones. Remember him from the Capital Group? We'll be stepping on board in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.